When you don't go to Geico.com, car insurance can be confusing. Like Swedish techno confusing.
Bark, bark, meow, meow. Dance with me, purple cow. Bark, bark, meow, meow. Ooh, you lovely cow.
Geico makes it easy. With 24/7 access, all you have to do is go to Geico.com and you could save money on car insurance. It just makes sense. Unlike, you know.
Dance with me, purple cow. I like your move.
Hi, I'm Jaden Sterling, international best-selling author of the award-winning book, The Alchemy of True Success. And welcome to Soul to Profit Radio, where my guests and I share tips and strategies to help you, the enlightened entrepreneur, take your business to the next level. So make sure you grab paper and pen to write down these amazing tips and strategies that we're going to share with you to help you fill your soul and your wallet. Let's get started.
Hello, everyone. Welcome to Soul to Profit Radio. I'm your host, Jaden Sterling, and I am super, super excited to be here with you today. I've got a really terrific show planned, and today we are going to get into the actual mechanics of how to manifest anything that you desire. So I'm going to look at it from sort of a scientific point of view, and then we're going to get into the spiritual point of view, and then I'm going to give you practical tips and strategies in order for you to manifest your heart's desires. And if that isn't enough, at the end of the show, I'm going to walk you through a guided meditation called the Golden Grid, which assists you to manifest absolutely anything that you desire. So it is going to be a fantastic show. I highly recommend you grab paper and pen so you can take notes and so that you can refresh looking back on the show and being able to see, you know, things that really resonated with you and also areas in which maybe you need to improve in order to continue to manifest whatever it is that you desire. So let's get started. Today my show is dedicated to my loving grandfather, Chuck, who transitioned last Thursday into the spiritual realm, and I think he left there on Thursday in order to be with his wife on Valentine. So I am so grateful for how wonderful he was to me and my brother growing up. My brother and I spent summers with my grandparents, and it was really a wonderful experience for us to be around such a loving family, and they were absolutely wonderful and awesome, and I enjoyed all my time with him. And my grandfather taught me how to play golf and would always yell at me, "Keep your head down." And I know he meant it in the most loving way to help me be the best golfer I could, because we all want to look up when we hit the ball, right? We want to see what a great shot we hit, and so my pulling my head up all the time would always get to him, and he'd always say to me, "Keep your head down." So then over the years, now I'm learned to keep my head down and watch the ball. So there we go. Granddad, you're awesome. Love you, buddy. Have a great time up there with Grandma and Mom and Bladen, my brother, and got lots of family over in the spiritual realm now. It's pretty wild. But they are certainly not forgotten and always thought of, and always keep them close in my thoughts and my heart as well. So, all right, well, let's continue on. If you would like a mini wealth and wisdom reading on today's show, please dial in. I'll give you the number here. It's area code 626-231-0306. Again, that's area code 626-231-0306. If you have any questions, maybe it's about your career or soul's purpose, or you're just unsure of what direction to go in, give me a call. I'm happy to help you gain clarity in terms of your situation, and I can do that pretty quickly for you. So as you know, today's show is called The Principles of Manifesting Your Heart's Desires. And last night, Constance Arnold and I had our coaching group. Many of you probably know this, or some of you might not know, but she and I head up a group coaching program called Wealth Purpose Creation, and we help people create purpose and wealth in their lives. And we talked about some of these concepts, which I'm going to share with you on today's show. So this is for some of you who listen in on last night's call and who are listening into the show. This may be a bit of a review for you because you've heard some of these principles, but some of it is also quite new and things that you haven't heard before. So hopefully this will be a nice review for you. Now, let's go ahead and jump right in. As I said earlier, make sure you have a pen and paper handy for the show. I think you're going to want to write some of this down. And I'd like to start the show off with a quote from Albert Einstein. And Albert Einstein said, "The intuitive mind is a sacred gift, and the rational mind is a faithful servant. We have created a society today that honors the servant and has forgotten the gift." So there you go. So today's show really is a journey to remembering all that is sacred. And I'd like to start off talking a little bit about the scientific aspect of manifesting. Now, this is very basic. We're going to get into like fifth grade science. I mean, this is nothing that is advanced by any means, because of many of you who know me and have read my books and attended my workshops, I like to make things as simple as I can for you, break it down in a way that's easy to understand. So that's what we're going to do right now. And if you take a glance around you, I mean, really look around you at all the things that are in your space. You know, maybe you're sitting at your desk, or maybe you're driving your car, or, you know, maybe you're in the living room. I don't know, wherever you are, take a look at your environment. And as you see things, now they appear to you solid. Right? I mean, the desk, I'm knocking on my desk here, that's solid. The computer in front of me looks pretty solid. And as we know, though, that if we were to put anything under a microscope, including your own hand, you're going to see some movement. So we also know that everything that is solid is made up of things that are constantly moving. And we call these solid things matter. And we know that matter is made up of molecules and atoms. Now, if we go back to fifth grade science, we also know that atoms are made up of protons, neutrons, electrons, and other, quote, tiny particles that scientists have no idea what they are, which I find fascinating because, you know, what that means is everything that you see, touch, smell, taste, and experience basically has a component to it that the scientists have no idea what it is. And they say that. We're like, look, we have no idea what it is. And they call it, quote, tiny other particle. And it is literally tiny, tiny little particle. Now, I'm going to share with you later on in the show what I think that tiny other little particle is, but you're going to have to wait for it. It's going to be toward the end of the show. And we also know from quantum physics that the observed and the observer cannot be separated, that they, in fact, are one. Now, what does that mean to you? Well, it means everything to you, because the reality is what you desire to experience in your life is based on your observation of an experience, meaning everything that is behind that experience, your beliefs, your attitudes, judgments, thoughts, things like that. And I'll get into that in a little bit more in a moment. But let me give you an example of this. Now I also see a caller has dialed in. If you have a question for me, please hit the, I forget what it is it star one or something that will show me that you have a question or what it is. If not, just hang on there and I'll just know that you're listening into the show. So let me give you an example of what I mean by that regarding the observer and the observed. Have you ever had an experience in your life where you decided, you made up your mind to buy a certain make and model of car? And if you've ever had that experience, you know that once you made up your mind to buy that certain make and model of car, that you then started to see it everywhere. You know, you'd be driving down the road, and sure enough, that car was next to you or behind you or in front of you, or your eyes would be diverted to a parking lot, and you'd see three of those exact cars, the same make and model that you desire to have in your life. Well, what happened was that car was always there. It was always around you. It was in your space, but you never told your brain to look for that make or model of car until you made up your mind to actually buy it. So that is the process of determining and being able to observe those things that you bring your attention to. And that's why it's a pure scientific fact that what you observe and you, being the observer, are one. So we know that this same skill set can apply to anything in life. And because everything is made up of the same thing of energy and matter, that this, your ability to observe in your personal space as part of your experience lends itself to everything in addition to cars. It also lends itself to business opportunities, to romance, love, joy, and good health. So when you consciously tell your mind to open up to the opportunities all around you, that's when your phone starts ringing more. That's when more emails start coming in with opportunities for you. That's when you connect with more people, and voila, soon enough, you're going to have whatever it is that you feel you are worthy and deserving of. And some of you are listening to this going, yeah, but come on, is it really that easy? And I have to tell you, it's really that easy. The challenge is, though, we as humans like to complicate things. And think about it in your own life. I mean, really, we like it when we have to struggle because, you know, there's a belief that, boy, money can only come if you work hard, or, you know, how many of you heard your parents say that? And those things get locked into your subconscious mind, and they take hold of you. I mean, they literally take hold of you on a cellular basis, and it forms the foundation for your life, for that which you can attract, and it also forms the thought process of what you feel you're worthy and deserving of. And it's powerful, folks. It's like, don't get me wrong here. This is where the rubber meets the road. This is where your place of manifesting comes from, is based on this thought process and belief system. And the truth is, we've really forgotten how easy it is to manifest what we desire. You know, we bought into a system where money became the prize, and we forgot the actual meaning of wealth. And maybe I've shared this before, but I'm going to say it again. You know, the word wealth is derived from the English word wheel, which stands for well-being. And TH means the condition of. So wealth is actually the condition of well-being. And thousands of years ago, many other things were used in trading goods and services other than money, other than the actual money that we have today. You know, for example, things that contributed to people's well-being were used as an exchange, such as spices, salt, sugar, cacao beans, oil, gemstones, livestock, food, you know, all of which were not at all genetically modified or altered. And I'm not even going down that path today. I'll save that rant for a whole nother show. But these were things that were much more simple. It was times that were less complicated. So now we fast forward to today, and we have a financial system that is literally man-made. The stock market and capitalism are all man-made. Now, that being said, I love money and what it does for myself and my family and those around me. And I have a very healthy, balanced relationship with it. And when a relationship with money or anything else becomes unbalanced, that's when the trouble starts. And we know that when the body becomes unbalanced, that is, the acid to alkaline ratio gets too high, the body becomes acidic, which brings about dis-ease or discomfort within the body, and if not treated, can lead to cancer and things like that. And we also understand that when Earth and her atmosphere become unbalanced, fires, floods, storms, earthquakes, avalanches all take place. And when people become unbalanced with their relationship with money, that's when greed sets in and the desire for power and money and control becomes unbalanced and unhealthy. And that state of mind actually comes from fear and creates negative experiences for people who have that type of control and desire. But that being said, the key is to strike a balance in your life in all areas as it relates to health, wealth, love, and joy. And when we do that, we get back to understanding what our true mission is here on Earth. We understand that we're part of a greater system, that we play a tiny part in that system, but a very powerful part, because each of you have within you a soul and a higher self. And your soul and higher self are taking you along this journey, fueled by your spirit. You know, your spirit is your personality and your likes and dislikes and things like that. And as they take you along this journey, you're here to fulfill a very specific and sacred contract that you made before you came into this earthly experience. And for a lot of you, that contract is going to, you know, to look like you're a healer and or a teacher or a mother or a father or, you know, someone who is being of service to others and giving back. That's a big part of what our contracts are all about. It's about us being of service to others. But let me get back to this very, very powerful point of manifesting. And we forgot that we have what we have in life because we manifested it. Oftentimes people look at their lives and go, oh man, and I've had people say this to me. They say, you know, I get it when I manifest the good things in my life, but I cannot understand or wrap my mind around being the person who manifested bad things happening to me. And it's like, well, you know, that's the logic behind that isn't even sound. I mean, there's really no logic. It's you're either manifesting everything that is good in your life and everything is bad that is bad, or you're not doing any of it. You know, you're actually living by default and allowing for things to happen to you. And we know that that's not the case. You know, if you're here long enough on this big old earth, you start to realize that, okay, I have something to do with those things that show up in my life, with the experiences that I have, and with an abundance of money or a lack of money. It's based on you. So let's get into that a little bit. Let's talk about how we manifest. And the key is to start understanding and recognizing when you are manifesting the things that you don't want. When things start to show up in your life that you don't desire and that you don't want, that's the time to start becoming conscious and aware of what is going on within inside of you, meaning what's happening within your thoughts, within your beliefs, which determine your action or inaction. So it's only at the time when things are showing up for you that aren't working well for you. That's when you become conscious. When your life is clipping along and you're happy and go lucky and life is beautiful and you're in the flow of abundance and joy and love and your relationships are clipping along, then keep doing whatever it is you're doing because it's working for you. And that's awesome. Good for you. But again, when things aren't showing up that way, we have to start to become aware and notice that there are more possibilities for you. And, you know, for some people, that's a stretch because some people think they don't believe that they deserve anything more or that there are more possibilities for them. But I believe you, my wonderful listening audience, are fully able and capable of believing that more exists for you, right? So let's start with that premise, that you're going to believe that there's more options for you. And the reality is opening up to the vast possibilities that exist for you initiates the change that you desire to experience. So just by opening up your thoughts that, yes, way more exists than what you see beyond your five senses and what you take in beyond your senses, that, in fact, there is an entirely other realm that exists around us called the spiritual realm, and this is where the souls go after they leave the physical body, that there is no such thing as death, that there is only life, and that we continue on our journey just in a different form. It's like if you take a kettle of water and you start boiling the water and you start to see the steam rise. Well, that is still water, but taking on a different energy form, such as steam. So that is what I believe happens with our soul as we leave our physical body, which is just the vehicle that we chose to have take us around during this lifetime. That's all the physical body is. It's a vehicle that houses you, and more importantly, your soul, your higher self. So that is in a very simplistic term, what I mean by our spiritual selves, that once you start to open up to the possibilities that more exists, and in fact more exists than what we can literally wrap our minds around, it's so expansive and so vast. And guess what? Life is so easy. So if you start to open up that life is easy, you will then start to see and experience life in an easy way. That's when you learn to drop the struggle. Now, but there's something that stands between you and easy, and that is doubt. So let's first deal with that. And I love what James Tiberon, he has a wonderful blog called Earth Keeper, and that website, check him out. It's www.earth-keeper.com. That's earth-keeper.com. It's not a forward slash or anything. It's just a dash. So earth-keeper.com. Check his blog out. It's deep. It's big. He channels a being from the spiritual realm called Metatron, and it's remarkable what he has to say. So if you've never been introduced to his work before, you're in for a real treat. Now, I want to quote James here at this point, and James says, quote, "Doubt is one blockage that prevents manifestation of your desires. If you doubt, you do not believe. Doubt in the brain creates a biochemical reaction. It activates a neuron carrier in the brain that flows from the pituitary gland to the pineal and blocks the pineal gateway from opening. The doubt is there because you do not believe." And that's big. You know, doubt within your body actually has a very physical reaction and response within your body. And I wrote about the pineal gland. Now, I've talked about the pineal gland before on this show, how the pineal gland is the gateway to the universe, the gateway to yourself. And it's something that exists within everyone's brain. Everyone has a pineal gland, and I'm turning to a chapter in my book, chapter 11. It's called How to Activate Your Magnetic Center, Your Brain's Core, which is all about the pineal gland. And I actually dedicated an entire chapter to this because it's so important to become aware of that you actually have it, what it does, and how it affects your ability to manifest whatever it is that you desire. So that's the pineal. I don't have time to go into it at length. I think, though, what I'm going to do sometime in the near future is actually have an entire show about the pineal gland because it's that important, and it's something that, unfortunately, because of fluoride in water and fluoride in toothpaste, it actually, the fluoride over a certain number of years calcifies or hardens the pineal gland, which doesn't allow for the tiny crystals to flow freely within the pineal and to conduct your ability to manifest whatever it is that you desire. That is your magnetic center. And when it's shut down, when it's calcified, life is so much more difficult. You can't communicate that easily with your guides. You know, it's more difficult for you to get intuitive guidance. It's more difficult for you to connect with the energies out onto the golden grid in the universe, and I'm going to talk about that in a minute. So things get complicated and they get difficult. And you know what? We don't want difficult anymore, right? I mean, can't we all agree that let's make life a little more simple and easy, for crying out loud, because it can be easy, and this is how we're going to do it. So James Tiberon goes on to say that thoughts that are congruent with belief move to reproduce the inner image within the brain and through each nerve fiber of the physical body. Now let me read that again. Thoughts that are congruent with belief move to reproduce the inner image within the brain and through each nerve fiber of the physical body. These, then, are the initial fires of gestation for forming the new reality. So what he's saying is, as long as your thoughts are congruent with your belief, then you can create a visual in your mind of what it is that you desire. Okay, so you get your thoughts on the same page as your beliefs, then you're on to something. And as long as they are supportive, your thoughts and beliefs are supportive of what you desire to manifest, again, that thing that you're getting a visual of in your mind, and I'd like everyone to bring to mind right now a visual of what it is that you desire to manifest, because this is important, because in a few minutes I'm going to guide you through a meditation so that you can actually manifest this. Okay, so you're going to bring to mind what it is that you desire to manifest, and that's enough to start the fires of gestation for forming your new reality. And that's sort of like, think about like adding kindling to a fire, right? That's the kindling for your fire. That's what's going to get it all going for you. So then the next step is, and James continues to go on to say that the next step is through clear mind intent, the force of will driven by the acceleration of emotion and feeling. So this, my friends, is how you are actually manifesting whatever it is that you desire. It's through your clear mind intention and the force of your will driven by your emotions and feelings. So in other words, your degree of clarity and intensity behind your thought, desire, or goal determines how quickly something materializes. So if you're passionate, I mean really deeply passionate about experiencing something in your life, and you first align your thoughts and beliefs with that experience, with that image or that visual of what you desire to experience, and then you get really clear in your mind and in your force or your willpower, right? We all have this willpower available to us that's like that flame within us that drives us, that compels us to move forward in life. And it's different for everyone. You know, you can see people who have a very low willpower and they generally don't accomplish much in life because they haven't aligned their thoughts, beliefs, and clear intention behind what it is they feel that they're deserving of. But look at someone else. Take, for instance, one of my favorite people who I really admire is Richard Branson. I mean, look at someone who, talk about willpower, talk about an unrelenting willpower and desire and belief behind what it is that he accomplishes each and every day. And it's all from within him. Like he's become disciplined enough to generate that willpower in order to manifest whatever it is he desires. He's a powerhouse. And guess what? You too have that same ability. You do. I mean, that's for sure. And the reality is that your ability to turn that switch on or off is up to you. Now, hopefully you're starting to get a sense and feeling of how important your role is, that you play in what you desire to manifest in your life and the internal work you must do to consciously manifest your desires. Because, folks, what you don't take conscious control over ends up taking control of you by default. And when things happen by default, what you're doing then is connecting to the collective consciousness. And oftentimes, and we know what that's about, you see it in the media, you hear it on the radio, you see it on TV, you read about it, oh my gosh, it's doomsday, right? The sky is falling, people are, you know, losing their jobs, they're this and that and getting sicker and sicker. I mean, it's crazy what is going on in the collective consciousness. But that is based on what other people want you to believe is going on. The reality is you create whatever it is that you desire. Remember why I started this entire show off saying that the observer and the observed cannot be separated. They are one. So whatever is coming from you, your beliefs and your thoughts, is being manifested based on your degree of willpower and the emotion and feeling that you put behind it, is then being manifested out into the universe and then is going to be coming back to you via the golden grid. So let me talk about that. And in fact, in my book, Chapter 14, I dedicated an entire chapter to the golden grid. And the book I'm referring to is my book called The Alchemy of True Success. And it actually it won an award. It's a finalist for the USA Best Book Award. So I wanted to share that because that happened recently that I'm very, very happy about. And the book is a wonderful look at success and what it means to have true success based on your mind, body, spirit. Because we have to remember that those are the tools that we have available to us to use in order to manifest whatever it is that we desire. And I'm going to give you a belated Valentine's gift. So for those of you who go out and buy the book, and if you've purchased it before, you can do this now. I want you to go to truesuccessbook.com, enter your order number, and you will automatically receive over $1,000 of free downloadable gifts from 26 leaders in the field of law of attraction, manifesting, and success. And the gifts are awesome. They're videos and audios and courses and books, and they're just fantastic. So go to, you can go to amazon.ca.com.uk.whatever, and buy the book, go back to truesuccessbook.com, enter your order number, and you will automatically receive access to $1,000 in free downloadable gifts. So that is my belated Valentine's gift to you. Hope you enjoy it. Now, after you understand that you start the manifesting process through an internal system, through your, again, I went through it, your thoughts, beliefs. I've said it a few times, so you get that. So then people say, okay, that's great. Well, what's the next step? All right, so the next step then is to put out into universe, and you do this through literally right through your body. It happens throughout. I believe the way you manifest, the largest organ in your body for manifesting is your heart. And the heart has, scientists have measured the effects felt from the heart outside the body up to 2 kilometers. It's powerful. It's a powerhouse in terms of helping you manifest what you desire. So we start to understand that we ramp it up through our heart and through our feelings. We start to get excited about what it is that you desire. Remember, I had you pick in your mind an idea of one thing that you wanted to manifest. So I hope everyone has that into your thought process and into your mind, that you can visualize that one thing, because right now I'm going to take you through a meditation that walks you through how to connect to this golden grid. Now, this golden grid exists in everything, around everything. It's sort of a sphere around your body that is pliable and flexible based on your ability to believe in your consciousness and in your clarity what it is that you desire to experience. And it responds to your vibration. You know, everything is vibration. We live in a vibratory universe, but that's for another show. But it's going to respond to your vibration. So when your vibration is high and you have an understanding that you can connect to this golden grid and manifest whatever it is that you desire, then bam, so it is. So that's what we're going to do right now. I'd like you to get comfortable in a place that you can relax. I'm going to walk you through this exercise. So I'd like you to close your eyes. Hopefully you're not driving. If you're driving, don't close your eyes. You can do this later. But I'd like you to close your eyes, take a deep breath, and get comfortable in the chair. So you're going to breathe in through the nose, hold the breath for a count of three, and then completely exhale through your mouth. And I'll do this with you. Again. And one last time. Good. So hopefully you're relaxed and you're comfortable in the chair that you're in, or you're lying down and you're in a place to allow for yourself to connect to the beautiful golden grid that exists around you. And what you'll do is you'll imagine that a beautiful crystalline white light is coming in through the top of your head. And this white light is producing a warm, soothing oil that releases and relaxes everything it touches. You feel this light as it moves down over your face. And it's moving over your spine, releasing and relaxing all the energy centers on your spine. You feel as this beautiful white light and this oil is flowing down your torso, releasing and relaxing all of your vital organs inside of your body. And this oil continues down over your thighs, over your knees, down the fronts of your legs and over your calves and all the way down to your toes, and everything it's touching is releasing and relaxing, allowing you to sink in a little bit deeper into a meditative state. And then as you see your toes, you start to wiggle your toes and you feel the energy coming in from the bottom of your feet. It's flowing down. It's creating roots that are connecting to the beautiful crystalline energies in the center of the earth. And your roots are going deep, deep, deep into the center of the earth, connecting to these energies and bringing up beautiful earth energy that's grounding you, that's moving up to your body, up through your legs, over your calves, into your solar plex, and is meeting right into your heart. And you're allowing for the feeling to expand in your heart, and you're feeling the vibration increase and increase, and it's feeling warm within your heart center. And you're starting to visualize that one thing that you desire deep within you to experience, and you're bringing that vision to the forefront of your mind, and you're seeing it in a crystal clear fashion, and you see it with clarity, absolute crystal clarity. And you allow for that vision to sink down now from your mind into your heart center. And now you're involving that feeling. You're allowing for that very thing that you desire to be amped up by your feelings of love and gratitude. So as you extend your feelings of love and gratitude onto that very thing that you desire, you infuse the energy within you into this thing that you see that you want so clearly. You allow for this energy to permeate that very thing that you desire to, as you see it swirling around the thing that you want. You take a deep breath, and that deep breath allows for beautiful energies from the universe to come into your physical body to enhance that very thing that you desire. It is now filling you up. You feel it at such a heartfelt level. You feel it within you so intensely that you know and believe and see yourself manifesting this one thing, only this one thing for now, and that you know that you can come back to this visual in order to manifest whatever it is that you desire at any time of day or night, because you have the tools within you. You've brought up the energies from the earth. You've brought in the crystalline vibration energies from the universe through the pineal gland, and through your physical body, through every aspect of you, is now completely on board in knowing that you, whatever it is that you desire to experience, is coming to you quickly and easily. And now you put your hands over your heart, both hands over your heart, and breathe in. Take that deep breath in through your nose. Hold the breath for three, and then exhale throughout the mouth. That's it. Completely exhale. You'll do it again. Hold the breath and completely exhale. And this is infusing your energy to the very thing that you desire. You are bringing your energy into this, your beliefs and your thoughts and your crystal clarity, knowing that this thing that you desire is already yours. And with intense gratitude and love, you lift your arms up, you open your hands, and you throw that very thing that you desire up and out into the universe, above your head, far, far above your head. You see it drifting out into the universe, and you know it's connected to that golden grid, and you give thanks because that very thing is coming to you quickly, easily, and effortlessly. And so it is. And that, my friends, is how you manifest anything that you desire. So bring your consciousness back into your space where you are. Wiggle your toes, wiggle your fingers, do whatever you have to do to become aware of where you are and what you're experiencing. Now, I have a longer golden grid. We did that was an 8-minute meditation. I have a 12-minute golden grid meditation. I'm happy to share it with anyone who would like that golden grid meditation. Just send me an email, and you can reach me at Jaden, J-A-D-E-N, Jaden at JadenSterling.com. So that's Jaden, J-A-D-E-N, the at symbol, JadenSterling.com. And that is my email. I'm happy to send you that meditation. If you, for some reason, did not get my email, maybe you're driving and you can't write it down, go ahead and go to my website. It's thewealthquest.com. Send me an email through there, and I'm happy to share with you that wonderful Golden Grid meditation. So when you get my book, and hopefully all of you have it, and for those of you who don't, I know you will be getting it, take a look. That's chapter 14 when I talk about the Golden Grid. I only have 3 minutes left of the radio show today, so I'm not going to get into a lot of the details of the Golden Grid, but a couple of things that I have said you in the book, and I'll read this quote. You are the initiator and creator of your experiences because of the energy and vibration that you extend out and into the universe, and that is what the Golden Grid does in a nutshell. It's the vehicle that brings you back what it is that you desire. That's what it is. And everything is connected to it. Everyone is connected to it. All things are connected to it. And as long as you are in a high vibration state, which is in a state of love, joy, peace, gratitude, and charity, charitable with your thoughts, then all of those great things that resonate with that high vibration are going to come back to you on via the Golden Grid. It's the worry, it's fear and doubt and all those things that lower your vibration that still connect you onto the grid, but they connect with other low vibration things. I hope you're starting to get a sense of this and an understanding of what I'm talking about here and how you actually deliberately manifest everything that you have in your life, whether you like it or not. And that's the question. If you like what you're bringing to your experiences in life, then do more of that. If you don't, change it. You've got to change from the inside if you want your external situation to change. That's the only way we can do it, folks. There's no shortcuts here. I know people try to take shortcuts and without doing the inner work, but it doesn't work. That's like building a mansion on sand. It doesn't work. You need a strong foundation. And you're in charge of that. So whatever it is that you need to do to work on your inner core, your inner foundation, do it. You know, reach out to me. Reach out to there's all kinds of people around who can help you do that. And it doesn't take a lot of work. It just takes deliberate dedication to that experience. And you will have what it is that you desire. So thank you so much for tuning in. If you'd like to learn more about my work, please go to jadensterling.com. That's J-A-E-N, Sterling like Sterling Silver, .com. And you can learn more about my work. We're also undergoing a massive website overhaul. So we are reinventing some of the aspects that we have on the site, and we can make it more user-friendly. And we'd love to hear your comments, and I'll let you know when that new website launches. I hope you have a fantastic week. Make sure that you're being deliberate in your manifesting through your thoughts, through your feelings and actions and vibration. And then watch to see what comes. Start experimenting with this and start with something little. This afternoon, make it a point that you desire, you know, tell the universe to bring you someone to smile at you or to wave at you or to give you a hug. Okay? Start there. And then as you discover how easy it is, you'll go for more and more and more. So thanks, everyone. Have a great week. All my best. Bye-bye.
When you don't go to Geico.com, car insurance can seem intense. Like breakup R&B intense.
I thought you said you loved the sweater that I got you. If you didn't, you could have told me.
Geico makes it easy. Just go to Geico.com anytime to update or check your policy without all the extra drama.
I even had a different